At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Welcome in to Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family, take care of your chicken, take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom, Kansas City? We are back, Players Only, back in the building as we are each and every Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. I say we, but it is actually I right now because the defensive part of our show, the defending part of our show, the linebacker is not here yet. I'm not going to give him too much grief because he is handling business with the McGinnis Group. Sean Barber, that is his day job, his everyday job, and they got their holiday party. So he's going to be a little bit tardy for the party, but I am here, Danan Hughes, as I am each and every week. You can follow me on Twitter at DAHughesGuy83 or on Instagram at Danan Hughes. You can also call in on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, text or call 913-586-7610. As we come to you each and every week, we got four quarters of this show, and the first quarter is always designated for the previous game. And Chiefs Kingdom had a little bit of a struggle up in Donkey Land in Denver as we took on the Denver Broncos. We wind up beating them by 6 points, but we made it a little bit tighter than it should have been. I'm taking calls and texts, 913-586-7610, so chime in. There's some good, some bad in that game. As you've heard me say many times, and I will stick to it, I don't care if we win 3-2. As long as we win, wins come tough in the NFL. And I think we as a kingdom have been spoiled at times because of the greatness that's displayed. We have the greatest, if not one of the greatest, if not the greatest tight end to ever play the game. We have one of the greatest, if not to become the greatest quarterback in NFL history. And we've been to four straight AFC championships, hosted them. We've won the division what will be seven straight times. And we've become spoiled to the point of expectations always being high and not realizing or not recognizing that other teams get paid and that contrary to what we see in high school football where There are blowouts every week, and teams, the clock is running after halftime because teams are up by 35 or more points. And in college football, when you have Alabama playing Alabama State or a big school playing a small school, and they are scores of 51 to nothing, 66 to 12, what have you, that is a rarity in the NFL. And regardless of how well or how much better you are than another team, it's very rare that you see blowouts in the NFL. And I talked with Cody and Gold, those guys, earlier today, and I asked them, what do you consider a blowout in the NFL? When you consider a team that is significantly worse in record, I say that in record, than another team, talent is still there. Pride and dignity is still there. And the players are still playing for a paycheck. They are grown men with families, with mortgages, with bills, and they have some dignity and some integrity in how they play. And to me, this last game against the Denver Broncos was a great picture of what our rookies should be. When you look at our depth chart, our rookies at any given time, we could have six rookies on the defense playing in significant plays, two-minute offense, in tight situations. And for the most part, they've never been in this kind of environment, this situation in the NFL. And you can preach. I talk to the coaches during the week. As many of you know, I do the broadcast with Mitch Holtis. I'm part of the Chiefs Radio Network. And we interview the coaches. We sit down and prepare our game plan for the upcoming broadcast. And the coaches even recognize at times where you can preach and preach and preach. And I'm sure there's a lot of coaches out there at the high school, youth level, college level that may be listening. You can preach, preach, and preach about situations, circumstances, overcoming adversity, all of those different things and nuances that are involved in the game of football. But until you go through it, you don't realize. And you can buy into coaches' philosophies as much as possible. Coaches, you've heard me say, are the best brainwashers. My coaches made me believe or had me believe in things that I would have never thought that I would have been able to do. And that was at the pro level that I had never done before. Running down on a kickoff, breaking a wedge, catching punts, playing in the AFC Championship, feeling like I belong amongst everybody else. That's all, a large part of it is coaches coaching into me, pouring into me to get me to a point where I had the confidence to go and do and react in things that I had never done before. Well, in this situation, when you play the Denver Broncos and you realize, hey, we've played a couple of tight AFC West division games, but we've not been in this situation before where we were up four scores and then allowed a team to come back. And in the fashion that they came back, and how a fan base can be resurrected from the dead. There were people leaving the stadium when we scored that fourth touchdown. That was before halftime. And the fact that we let our foot off the gas pedal is not only indicative of the Broncos having some integrity and having some fight still left in them, but also that for our rookies, for the Brian Cooks and the Joshua Williams and the Jalen Watson and the George Karloftis and the Leo Chanel, like those guys that are playing ample amount of time just on our defense, never mind Sky Moore and Isaiah Pacheco on offense, but those guys that are on defense that may have thought that teams just fold. We experienced a game in Denver where that didn't happen. I feel like that's a growing process, an opportunity where the coaches can come in on Monday, and I'm sure whether they said it this directly or not, they were able to stand in front of their players in individual meetings and say, I told you so. I told you this is how the NFL works. I told you that teams will fight for 60 minutes, and very rarely do you see teams give up. Unlike college, where you rotate your second or third quarterback in and you rotate your guys on the bottom of the depth chart because you're getting blown out against a big opponent and you want other guys to get some reps, you don't see that in the NFL. And until a rookie or a young guy goes through that, you can preach to the cows come home about the possibilities. So, all in all, I'd say that this Denver Broncos game was a wake-up opportunity for our entire team. That in no way, shape, or form, offense, defense, special teams, can we let off the gas pedal because teams are coming for us. And when you look at the upcoming schedule, and I know we'll get into the Houston Texans game coming up in the fourth quarter of this show, you recognize that this is going to be, if you look at the rest of our schedule, this is going to be likely the Super Bowl for just about every other team that we face this year. When you go down to the Houston Texans, they played the Dallas Cowboys, in-state rivalry, quote, rivalry for the Texans. And then you have Patrick Mahomes coming home and all the storyline and his first time playing in the state of Texas. And the Chiefs coming into town and what we were able to accomplish against them back in the Bill O'Brien days and the Nile Davis kickoff return, the first playoff game that we had won since I played back in the early 90s. We were able to do that. There's so many different storylines, but ultimately for the Texans, they believe, wow, this is another opportunity where we can get some national shine by playing a really good team and playing them a little bit better than we played the Cowboys. They should have beat the Cowboys last week. They showed a lot. And we'll break down their defense, special teams, and some of the things, the assets of their team that put them in that position. But this past game against the Donkeys was an eye-opening experience, and we are just graced with the presence of Sean Barber, a.k.a. Barbershop, Sean Barber 59, if you follow him on Twitter. Here's the thing. Y'all, he comes in here like he's early. Like, I tried not to go deep on him on air because I know he listens while he's driving when he's a little bit tardy. And then he comes in and he tries to jump on my back because I give him crap. But the way you walk in here, like you 5 minutes early, like that does something to me.
Julio, play my theme music. I'm like Coach Prime, and what's going on with my echo? What's the deal?
Well, you can't come in here complaining about your echo and all that stuff. And Julio, do not give him no Julio, theme music right now.
Hook me up, man. I feel like Coach Prime. I'm echoing, man. This is bad business right here. Oh, sir. I ain't hard to find.
He gets buried. He gets destroyed by Sean Barber. Y'all better get ready to rumble.
Spicy like gumbo. Oh, my goodness.
Spicy like gumbo. Come on, Dana. You know how it go. Business is business. We make business decisions.
That's your theme music?
Like Coach Prime.
Well, we definitely going to get into Coach Prime in the second quarter because that's going to be one of my hot fire, spit fire takes. Hopefully you come equipped to contribute to this show besides being a little tardy. But I, like I said earlier, you had some business to take care of. You were working feverishly with the McGinnis Group, doing a great job with your role there, and you had to handle business. I get it.
I do what I can do, man. Do what I can do with the time I'm given. So
just don't come in here complaining about echoes in your ear and all that.
I'm
like that's like diva. That's like diva behavior.
No, man. We show up and we show out. That's what I ask the ambassadors to do. That's what I ask our alumni to do. Wherever you go out, man, bring that energy. Bring that air. That arrogance and confidence. It's a very thin line.
Arrogance and confidence.
Man, you better be confident in your business. Handle your business, bro.
Handle your chickens.
Take care of your chicken.
Take care of your chickens,
too. Your mentals.
All right, with that, we ain't even going to give you – I'll give you 1 minute to give me a recap of Denver. I just carried this show for the last 13 minutes. I'm giving you 1 minute before we go to break. Tell me about your perspective, or tell the listeners about your perspective on this past game against the Donkeys.
I mean, from a defense standpoint, we didn't take care of business.
All right, let's go to commercial. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We didn't do what we needed to do, man. A team go up 27-0. That's when you put the your foot on their jugular. That's when it's time to choke them out, knock them out. We're talking about taking care of business. And on that side of the ball, when the offense gives you a 27-0 point lead, man, it's lights out time. And we let them breathe a little bit, gave them some air, and they took advantage of it. They did what the team is supposed to do. When you give them a chance to breathe, they created like a second life. And then we was in for a street fight for four quarters. But like you said, hey, man, wins come hard in the NFL, and so you take them how they come. And at the end of the day, man, we made enough plays to win the game. Obviously, on the offensive side of the ball, you can say that, you know, the offense put us in some positions defensively to put short fields and stuff where that became a little difficult for the team to keep points off the board. But, I mean, no matter what the opportunity is on defense, you want to go out there and it's you shut them out. Every situation, I don't care where you get the ball at. Even in field goal range, we knock you out of field goal range. So I think that, you know, the defense is going to come in a little bit with a chip on their shoulder. They'll mm-hmm. come in a little bit bitter about what happened in Denver. And so I guess Texans, that's next up in mentality. Let's take care of business at Houston.
Yeah, there's always something to take away. Right, wrong, good, bad, wins or losses, there's something that you can learn. I felt like this was an opportunity for them to recognize that, especially with the remaining schedule that we have, and all the teams, just about all the teams, either not in playoff contention or having a severely slim chance at playoff opportunities,
yeah.
You're fighting against the same type of Denver Broncos team each and every week. And you got to recognize that they're not going to be able to fold over. It doesn't matter. So when we come back, that's the end of the first quarter. Barbershop will participate more in the second quarter.
Maybe,
I promise.
Maybe.
Hopefully he got a hot fire tape. If you come this tardy, you better have something that's spitting fire. We're gonna test it when we come back.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
My name is D-Nice, and taking out your socket, and you don't know how I did it, yo.
Bono looking to pass the football, throws in the middle, pass is cut, touchdown Kansas City, touchdown Chiefs, Danan Hughes, took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Gators, halfback pass, Marcus Allen right side, touchdown Kansas City, Danan Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Expert analysis, news and views. From Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
The so-called number one defense in the NFL that hadn't played anybody during the last part of the season, and we showed who was the best team on this field and deserved to host another AFC championship for four straight years.
But you can call him D-Nice.
Just call me D-Nice. My name is D-Nice.
Always, my man D-Nice. Doing what he do.
Taking out your suckers and you don't know how I did it.
Like, let me, I'm going to tell you how he set me up. He be like, Barber, hey, coming out the break, you open it up, right? And then three words in, he wants to jump back in and start his.
I like Muhammad Ali. Can't keep me shut up. Tell me to keep my mouth shut.
No. Float like a hundred.
I can't do it.
Sting like a bee. Muhammad Ali, he's the greatest. Man, listen, at the end of the day, man, this is the second segment of the show. We talk about that hot spitfire, the hot topics.
Pew, pew, pew. That's what you do, right? I'm
yeah.
not, we flipping oh, scripts right now.
The script has been flipped. Okay? The script has been flipped. I'm hosting the show. It's my show now. But anyway, at the end of the day, man, I'm just talking about how crucial it is. We know this is a quarterback-driven league, and I'm going to jump into it really quick about how many quarterbacks are injured right now. How many quarterbacks end up on the NFL injury list? Right now, I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to go Brock Purdy, Jimmy Garoppolo, Tyler Huntley, Lamar Jackson, Kenny Pickett, Ryan Tannehill, Mike White, Teddy Bridgewater, Pat Mahomes, Trevor Lawrence, Russell Wilson, Colt McCoy, Joe Burrow, Justin Fields, Josh Allen. Like, all of those quarterbacks for different reasons has ended up on the injury, and that's just the week 15 injury report, and that's not counting past weeks where quarterbacks are been put on the shelf. But one of the ones that is the most significant is actually, you know, we saw it, sixth play of the game, Kyler Murray on Monday Night Football. I mean, that was amazing. That was crazy how, mm-hmm. you know, the offseason went about his contracts and then different language put in his contracts and then the canceling of that language only to have the guy not make it through the season. And then what kind of pressure does that put on Lamar and his camp? Because mm-hmm. he's saying, hey, man, I'm not talking about contracts during the season. And now he's injured in the middle of the season, but he wants to work, trying to work out a long-term contract. Now, if he touches the field again and he's just seen what happened to Kyler Murray, hey, man, we've seen it before. Business decisions happen.
Yeah.
If he gets hurt on that field, that's $200 million for that opportunity is flying out the window.
Yeah, he won't see.
But again, his team is in the playoff hunt, postseason dreams, goals. How do you balance that out? How do you counter that out? Man, there's some serious business moves that these guys got to think about. And, man, like, listen, man, it's not a pretty game. And it's nothing guaranteed but that guaranteed dollars when it comes to football contracts. It ain't about whether you love the team or love the fan base or whether your heart is into it. Man, this is your family being fed. Like we were talking about taking care of your minerals, taking care of your chicken. At the end of the day, man, like that injury, you one injury away, you one bad cut away from being put up on the shelf on a cart going off the field, Kyler Murray. And now that team is thinking about their future. That GM manager, that head coach, what's going to be happening to Arizona now without Kyler Murray for the next, 12 months or so. So if you look at the winning teams, the teams that are prepared for the playoffs, the teams we think are the teams to beat, Jalen Hurts and Pat Mahomes and those teams, it's a quarterback-driven league. And if you ain't got a quarterback who's an elite talent, then, there's not many teams, not many people, fan bases, even Vegas don't believe in you.
Yeah.
So that's my hot take for the moment, man. At the end of the day, it's just doubling down on how the NFL has made this a quarterback-driven league. And at the end of the day, if you ain't got a guy that can sling it, man, your chances are thin and none.
So what I read from that is that we should be thankful that we have a guy that can sling it. We should be thankful that he has stayed relatively healthy. And we are able to witness greatness at that level. Because even with those injuries that are cementing somewhat of the future of each of those organizations, there were question marks before those injuries. And mm-hmm. we haven't had to deal with any of those injuries. I like that. You can't come in here singing either.
Woo, 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 woo.
The singing part. No. That's to the singing.
Hey, I wonk wonk my. I know. Listen, man. I can't hold a note to save my life. My daughter tell me. My wife tell me. Like, she be like, "Who sung that song?"
Just let him sing it.
Just let him sing it. So I get that all the time around my house, but it don't stop me.
All right, so here's my hot fire take. Spitfire, I'm going to talk about Deion Sanders. Now, normally, I am a hater for anybody that's on defense. Didn't really like to play against Deion. Didn't like to play against any defensive back. But I will say some of the scrutiny, some of the hate is totally, totally, totally unjustified. And we got the phone lines and text lines open, 913-586-7610. We'll get to those after halftime in the next segment. But as far as Deion Sanders, people talk about his road through Jackson State and what his commitment should have been and what he should have done and the knee-jerk reactions to him taking the job at the University of Colorado. To me, they are unjustified, and just about every person, I'm going to go out on a limb and say every person who knocks him, who is demeaning towards him, who throws his name and his himself and his integrity under the bus would do the exact same thing given his exact same circumstances. Because likely, they do that in their regular job. Yeah. They might try to preach, oh, well, I wouldn't have done this and do that. But when you were working for one company and you left to the other company, it was probably a very similar circumstance. It was either for more money, more prestige, what have you. And the comment that I would make back to those detractors for Deion is, well, how long should he have stayed?
Yeah, if not now, when? Yeah, when was going to be the good time?
When would you have shut up and not said anything towards him and towards his name Never. And towards his integrity? Would it have been 4 years? He was there 3 years. Would it have been 6 years? Like, how many years would it have taken for you to buy into the fact that he had run his course with Jackson State and did everything that he could possibly do for HBCUs for that, for not just Jackson State, but for in the entire HBCU family. Like, when did you see the prominence and stadiums full, 60,000 plus in stadiums while watching an HBCU game? Like, when did you see them prominently with game day at their facilities and showing on primetime on ESPN games on Saturday without Deion Sanders?
Now, I'm gonna be honest, I'm an East Coast kid, so I didn't see it on primetime on game day, but Hampton University versus Howard, ooh.
Did you see it on national TV?
I didn't need to.
That's what I'm saying.
I was there in person, and it was
lit.
Man.
I'm sure. But when you talk about giving a different lens.
Yes, that national stage.
A national stage.
Yeah,
he
game
did
day.
That. He accomplished that. Yeah, he talked his way into extra prominence, extra money, extra support to a HBCUs that had not happened ever.
Yeah.
And to me, he should be lauded for that. He should be applauded for that. He should be, he should get accolades for accomplishing something that many other coaches that have gone through that system had not done before. But yet, because he took $5 million a year to go to a Power 5 school, people are detracting from him and his accomplishments at the HBCU level. I feel like it's unjustified, it's unwarranted, and it's definitely hypocritical, because most of those people that would do that or saying that, that get quick with their thumbs on Twitter, would do the exact same thing, given the exact same opportunity in their jobs, yeah, in their lives. And then you hear all the other side stories of some of the things that he had to experience, you know, people stealing stuff and some of the negatives that went on in that realm, the university not living up to their contract in regards to him getting money from the sale of tickets, mm-hmm, all of those different nuances that, again, had you, general listener, general fan, ever experienced in your life, there are people out here that are listening that get in beefs with their neighbors because tree leaves fall over on the fence. And you're going to scrutinize a guy, yeah, for going from one place to another, from $500,000 a year that he donated back to the university to a $5 million a year job? Yeah. Like, get real, people.
Yeah,
that's my spitfire. That's my hot fire take, Julio. Yeah, I knew it before I finished it.
Yeah,
I knew
that
it was going to get it.
Man, that's straight gas, fire. That's that kerosene.
Get real, people. All right. Well, when we come back, that's halftime of Players Only. When we come back, we got the phone lines and the text lines open, 913-586-7610. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And he gets buried. He gets destroyed by Sean Barber. Y'all better get ready to rumble. God's gonna run like a double. Spice it like gumbo. Spice on the bubble. Y'all look, ain't ready.
Maddox throws over the middle. Intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone. Picked off by Sean Barber.
We gotta cut this off. You can't have two segments. You can't have two times where you get theme music after you come late and then open up after halftime. Like, I refuse to allow that to happen. Julio.
I'm a bad man. Oh. Mm.
Shut it down.
Here I go.
That's almost like
here
you get,
I go.
Like you get an extra gift for being tardy.
No, no, man. Like, for real. On Christmas, you can get extra gifts. Like, don't be counting your kids' gifts up. Like, just bless them. Whatever you can
you don't do. Count your kids' gifts?
I don't count them. No, I don't count them.
Your wife, she says three for one, three for Noah, three for yes.
Well, maybe, somebody might be counting them. It ain't me. I'm not counting nobody.
You ain't
blessings.
Even buying them.
this is a family show. So we don't,
all right, we got the phone lines open. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what's good? Dan, you there?
My man, Dan.
Dan, don't let us down, Dan.
We got to
drop them.
We got to get
hopefully
back
he'll Dan. Call back. Big Jax, what you got?
Hot fire. Hey, by the way, what's up, bro? What's happening with y'all?
What's going on, brother?
All right, not too much, man. So here's my thing with Deion. I just say this. When he came in, he said that he was coming there to make a shift in the entire HBCU football paradigm. And I thought that that meant that the money wasn't really that big of a factor for him. I understand that what he's getting paid at Colorado is a lot more. However, I also understand that he would not have, in my opinion, gotten that job coming straight out of Prime Academy. So he had to go somewhere at the college level to try to prove himself. And, you know, he proved that he could definitely recruit and win. It's just unfortunate, I think, that to me, the only thing he really built at Jackson State was a very nice locker room and some practice facilities. Nothing else that he did is going to make any real difference in the long term, because we know that a lot of it was about the cult of personality that is Deion Sanders. So I don't hate on him. I guess I'm just disappointed that I was hoping that he'd be able to make a little bit more significant change. So, hey, man, I appreciate the time, brothers.
Appreciate you, Big Jax. Yeah, I totally understand that. I guess my comment back to that would be, one, what if he finally realized after 3 years, not 1 year, not 2 years, but after three total years and an undefeated season, that based on the structure that he was working within, that they had reached the pinnacle that they would actually ever get to. And the change that he implemented and was involved in had reached the top of what it could ever be. I don't know that, but I just wonder. Like, I feel like it, whether we are in a different company, whether I'm a broadcaster here, and you realize that all of your efforts and extra efforts and your donations and you donating back your salary and money being calculated and all this other stuff, that there's a structure, a structural discrepancy that won't allow you to fulfill what you thought you wanted to do going forward. Like, I don't know if that's the case, but maybe it is. And I just feel like there would be a different argument to have if he had only been there for 1 year.
Can I follow up with one thing? Just on the coattail of that is, at the end of the day, man, whenever there's a promotion, then other people get elevated. So there's a coach now at Jackson State, Coach TC. If you could see how proud and happy those young men are for Coach TC to get his opportunity to shine. So sometimes you got to move on and you got to listen. I mean, as far as I know, Coach Prime is led by the Lord. And the Lord opened up the opportunity, told him to go to Jackson State. And the Lord opened up the opportunity, told him to go to Colorado. And he'll leave Colorado when the Lord talked to him and told him to move to the next place. So I don't think he hides behind his religion or his faith. I think the man is deeply devoted. I think he goes daily devotional in his social media and everything. He's always professed to be a man of God. So at the end of the day, man, when you get elevated, and sometimes you got to leave and make room to allow others to get some shine, get some sunshine. And he's left that, man. Coach DC is in a beautiful place now with all the sponsors and all the new field and new facilities. That would have never been there without him arriving. And at the end of the day, man, you leave a place better than you find it when you get there. And if you keep doing that over and over again, man, I think the blessings are just, they'll multiply. So yeah,
that's big. Leave the place better, and he absolutely accomplished that. All right, thanks for the call, Big Jax. Big T, what you got?
Big T!
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking my call. So, Dan, I heard you talking about, a win's a win. It doesn't matter, everybody. Win by one or 15, a win's a win. But I want to talk about the Chiefs' schedule. Historically, they had one of the toughest schedules in the league coming in this year. And the reason I bring this up is because their counterpart, who I believe they're going to meet in the NFC Super Bowl, Philadelphia Eagles. The reason I'm bringing this up because Chiefs have three losses by a combined margin of 10 points. That cupcake schedule that Philadelphia has been playing, one of the easiest schedules coming in the league, their only loss is to the Commodes, the Commanders, by 11. The Chiefs don't get blown out. And I'll leave you with this. I know, and I've been told, kicking the donkey's asses never gets old. Let's go out and beat them, Houston, Texas. And as always, go Chiefs.
Choo-choo! Big T, I can't wait, man. I can't wait to choo-choo with you, man. Choo-choo!
I love it, man. And we definitely can't get away from this segment before we tackle some text. Let's get back to Dan. He's back.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Sean. I got cut off now. I'm back. Yeah. It was a great win by the Chiefs, even though they didn't blow them out. 27, nothing. Hey, but stuff happens like that. And next time, just run the ball. When it was 27-10, I thought they would just run the clock out. But, Mahomes, I think Patrick wanted to embarrass the Broncos. I don't mind that. The way John Elway used to beat you guys all the time, then let's embarrass the Broncos. That's the way it goes sometimes, And let's go take the division and let's see the Dolphins knock off the Bills Saturday night, and Dane and Sean, I'll be 55 Monday, so I like to have a good birthday present. I grew up watching a lot of games, a lot of great Chiefs games, and no, 70s weren't that good. I remember 1977, 2-12, we had this game in Chicago, 27-21 with 10 seconds left, and Bob Avellini threw the bomb to somebody that beat us, so we can win three games that year. So anyway, take care of yourself, guys. Let's take care of the Texans.
Man,
appreciate that. And
yeah, I do appreciate
a happy
it.
Birthday
yeah.
to you, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Since we won't be back on air until after your birthday, have a blessed and happy birthday, brother. We appreciate it.
I love how Dan brought up Dana. Did who he said used to beat you up?
He used to beat who up?
Slide Elway. Elway used to. He did. He slid that in there in the middle. He's like, yeah, you know how John Elway used to beat you, Dana? Like.
He ain't beat me than we beat them.
Oh, no, he slid that in there.
He might have.
Yeah,
we beat him a few times.
That's not,
Dan knows. If anybody knows, Dan knows.
According to Dan, y'all went winless against John Elway. That's what he said. All he said is, love being the donkeys. We 14-0, but John Elway, Dana. Hey, Dana, I know John Elway, you ain't never beat him in your life. So
yes, we did. Monday Night Miracle.
I don't know.
You don't
about
remember that?
That
1994.
I don't remember it. Dan might.
1996. Marcus Allen gets his 100th touchdown.
Dan, 55.
We beat him up there
on December
1997.
He don't remember that. All he knows.
Pete Stoyanovich, 52-yard field goal at Arrowhead.
He said you took some L's to Elway.
Shoot, we whooped them. We whooped them almost as much as they whooped us.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. All right. To the text line.
Close to Dan.
To the text line. 816, you are hilarious, bro. I appreciate that. I'm sure he's talking about me, not you, because that was...
I don't have a sense of humor.
That was 31 minutes ago. You weren't here yet.
I have no sense of humor.
He loved the theme music from 816, Barbershop's theme music from 816. Sean Barber should be serving that THC. What is that? THC on the block? Nah, we don't want that. All right. 913-270, stay focused. I believe they were focused. It just happens that the other team gets paid too. All right. Let's see what else we got.
I can tell them where to go. You can go to Fresh Karma KC if you want. Get elevated. If that's what
you
want
to get elevated.
Yeah, if that's what they're searching for. They
there
wanna,
you go.
I wasn't. That's not what I was doing. That's not. You know. I was just handling business. But they're looking for a place. That's
get lifted.
Yeah.
Like Redman. All right. From the 316, Prime don't need money. Contrary to many people believe.
Everybody
needs money.
That's the way the world works,
man. It works.
Good looks does not buy, don't pay bills, don't buy you no food, don't put no, man. Yeah. Like, you
need money.
Yeah. You want to be compensated for your time, your efforts, for your intellect, and Coach Prime deserves that, man.
All right, so we got the 816. What confuses me about it is the fact that we are asking for more African-American coaches in the NCAA and NFL, and moving him up to a bigger school is a pro. I get it. Sanders, yeah, I get it, yeah. It's definitely a positive. It's not a con. It's a pro versus con. It's definitely a positive moving him up. And then in addition to what he left it better than it was before he got there. So I got no issues with Deion Sanders and what he did. From the 816, so why would you hate on progress? You know his goal is the NFL. I don't think that's his goal. With some more experience, he'll get there. I just don't understand the hate. I don't understand the hate either because, like I said, I think it's hypocritical. I think given any situation, if it wasn't you, you'd probably coach your kids up to do very similar things and very similar decisions. I have adult kids. I've talked to them in job transition, and I would like to believe that it would probably be very similar to what we saw with Deion Sanders. All right. Well, we'll tackle a few more because, quite honestly, I'm not sure there's a whole bunch to talk about this Houston Texans team.
I like, you know what? I would push back against that, man. I watched some video. I watched
you played for him. Don't have no allegiance thing... now. Let's get into it in the fourth quarter.
All right.
I want to hear your take.
Time's yours.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Listen, this is my show, Barbershop Show, taking over. This is the Takeover. Takeover Edition.
Do I have the ability to cut mics off in here, Julio?
You don't need that
future
ability.
Reference.
Bro, you are not a superhero.
Asking for a friend.
You are not a superhero. You can't just create superpowers.
All right, we're back. Fourth quarter. We just got a few minutes left in the show, Barbershop. We left off the third quarter with a teaser where you were going to talk to the listeners about this Texans team. I want to hear what you really got to say about this matchup because I feel like this game is more about us than the opponent. But you tell me something different.
So this is what I say, man. They got three rookies on defense that really pop out. They got number 48 Harris, number 49 Henson, and obviously number 5 Petra, the guy from Baylor, right? I think he was like the defensive player of the year. Oh, if he wasn't, he should have been because he hit like a ton of bricks. And on offense, obviously they're the mash unit, right? Number the Collins kid, the wide receiver, Cooks, the wide receiver, both down. Pierce, their starting running back, is down. And they just don't have a quarterback that can alleviate that kind of pressure. They can't. They don't have a quarterback that can make their number 3, 4, and 5 receiver act like number 1s and 2s. And that's a luxury that the Chiefs have always had. Even though we're down Miko, we're down Kadarius Toney, we have a quarterback that can make other guys seem to be legitimate 1s and 2s no matter who's down, even when Juju is out, right? As long as we got Travis and we got Travis and Patrick, everybody else is just, you just find your role and fit to it. And so I just think that the Houston team on offense, yes, they all going to struggle. But defensively, man, they got some hitters. They got some young guys that can go hit. And, hey, man, listen, 1-11-1, I'm still out here playing for my job. I'm playing for everybody else. I want to be a part of some team next season. So if we think this team going to roll over just because they won 11-1 and let us come into Houston and just, you know, dirty our feet up on that carpet and just disrespect, hey, man, we're going to have nothing coming.
I totally agree with the last part, specifically because you look at the Texans last week against the Cowboys. I've said it that these two games for the Texans are like their playoffs / Super Bowls. They played in Dallas at Jerry's World, played them tight, should have won the game, and wind up losing. Playing against Patrick Mahomes coming back to Texas for his first time ever playing in the state of Texas since leaving Texas Tech. And the way our team is and made up and the national exposure and the power that we are is like another playoff or a Super Bowl for them. So I agree. They're not going to roll over. But I also recognize that this past game against the Denver Broncos helped us to recognize that those teams won't roll over. And we are significantly better in offense, defense. Actually, their special teams are number two in the NFL.
Yeah.
They actually have a 9-player special teams unit. Now, Barbershop, you and I played on special teams in the past.
Tip of the spear, baby.
I've the most players, when you talk about a 4-player or a 4-unit guy, that's kickoff, kickoff return, punt, punt return, they have 9 guys that only play those 4 on those 4 units.
Yeah.
Normally, most NFL teams probably have somewhere between 4 and 6 guys that play just special teams and are part of those 4 core units. When I played, T. Rich, Greg Minuski, myself, Reggie Tongue, maybe Jerome Woods, those were the 4, those were like the 5, and myself, 5 guys that played in the core. So to have 9 guys means that they really have an attention to detail in special teams. So watch for that factor in this game.
Yeah.
And being a factor in the momentum, as well as maybe a big-time plays being made. But from an offense and defensive special perspective, I feel like this team is – they are – they have already secured the number one pick for the NFL draft for a reason. They're not a very good team.
Well, we talk about teams having 22 starters. This team has 33. They had 33 star. They count the special teams as a separate unit, and they win the special. They've won the special teams battle every week.
About every week.
Every week they win that, and they take pride in that because they know that at the end of the day, offensively, defensively, they know that it doesn't add up for them to be very successful against other teams in the trenches or at the skill positions when you talk about offense defense. But if they can just dominate the special teams and get a few plays to break their way on either side of the ball, that's how they stay in the game. And, hey, at the end of the game, if you're within 7, who knows what's going to happen in those last few minutes.
You're exactly right. So I feel like this is a winnable game. There's a Kansas City Chiefs takeover that's going on down in Houston. A host of people are heading down to Houston. I know I got to give a shout-out to Amina and Essence and India Sean Tyler and I know Kimball Anders has an event that he's hosting.
Man Randy Tucker.
Randy Tucker.
RC Payton is going to be down there with his crew.
Friday and Saturday. So check out. If you're going down to Houston, look up, Google it, what have you. There's some events that are Red Friday takeover down there as well. I'm going to be a part of it down there as well. So this is a great opportunity to celebrate our Chiefs team on the road, take over an entire stadium. With that being said, we will be back here next week. After a Chiefs win and the ownership of the AFC West title for 7 straight years. I like to see that. We'll look to hear from y'all then. Peace.
And a copper inside.
Is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.